From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Syrian rebels killed at least 28 Syrian regime troops Thursday in an ambush outside Damascus. The attack was reported by the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. It said the soldiers came under fire from rebels as they tried to advance in the town of Al-Rihan. The observatory said officers were among those killed in the ambush, and the death toll is likely to rise. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was the CEO of Exxon. Exxon said the decision is, quote, fundamentally unfair. The company insists it did nothing wrong. It's challenging the Treasury action in U.S. District Court in Texas. The Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. Sechin was on a list of Russian officials sanctioned because of the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. The U.S. has lifted its ban on carry-on laptop computers on foreign flights headed to American airports. The Department of Homeland Security's ban list originally affected 10 airports and 9 airlines, mostly Middle Eastern carriers. The agency announced that the countries where the airports are located were complying with tightened security measures, and anyone flying to the U.S. can now bring a computer onto the plane. The toughened security measures include checking electronic devices for possible explosives. You're listening to news from The Voice of America in Washington.